activity funds, just kind of things flow in and out of there, so within close to budgeted revenue projections, and there too, that revenue for next year has been, or for the current year we're in, has been reduced to reflect last year's activity. Capital outlay and special education, I'm still working through this one a little bit to get a better understanding of why capital outlay came in at 105% of budgeted, and special education was under the budgeted amount, with those two funds being primarily sourced by tax levy. To me, it seems logical this should move proportionately. So there's something there. I just haven't quite put a finger on it. I'm through lots of spreadsheets, making sense of lots of stuff. But they are unaudited financials at this point. Any variances there, I do feel, would be immaterial. So by and large, they're close. And I guess at the end of the day, both funds, you know, were within a few percentage of the targeted budgeted amount.